Message number 5. Sins are breaking my sacred heart. Friday, November 12, 2010 at 03:00. Write this, my daughter. The hours are ticking. Do not ignore my request to publish my warning to mankind. There is a need now to repent. My children must hear my warning now. My daughter, communicate with Christian groups first to impart my pleas. Stay strong. I have chosen you for this work so that my pleas for redemption will be heard quickly. Write the book and communicate my messages using modern communications such as the internet and the media. While my request is urgent, I will hold your hand so that you can understand the message. You are stronger than you think. Pray to me more daily, my divine mercy. Fear not. Why are you so frightened? Eternal life, when heaven and earth merge as one, is to be welcomed. It is what man has strived for since time began. Don't be fooled by the attractions that earth has to offer. They pale into insignificance when compared with the splendor of my Father's kingdom. You will be sent support as soon as your plan begins to unfold. These last few days have been overwhelming for you, yet you have accepted in your heart what I am asking of you. It is difficult and perhaps a little frightening for you to take all of this in, but it is important that you trust in me. Hold me in your heart and lean on me. Surrender any doubts you have and your task will be easier. You must remind people of my promises and refer to my written word. Fall back on scripture to make sense. Never ever be afraid to remind people how their sins are breaking my sacred heart and piercing the soul of my eternal Father. We, my mother and all the saints, will hold your hand and give you strength. You will be sent practical guidance and doors will be opened to help you in your work. Beware of those who create obstacles to delay you in your communications. Pray for them and move on. I know you are tired, but my request has to be responded to quickly. It is time for rest now, my child. You are responding well and with faith and courage. Never give up. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.